Listen to Hollywood's greatest stars in Hollywood's greatest motion pictures on the air. The American Broadcasting Company brings you the Screen Guild Players. Tonight, it's Rosalind Russell and Robert Cummings with Clem Bevins in the Columbia Pictures' hilarious hit, Tell It to the Judge. Comedy is always a difficult thing to define. One man's joke is another man's frown. But when you take two adept fun makers like our stars tonight and set them kerplunk in a farcical situation, well, you know from the beginning that Grandma and Little Willie both are going to have themselves a lot of laughs. Yes, and we promise you, you'll be laughing too, as the Screen Guild Players bring you transcribed the radio premiere of Columbia Pictures' Madcap Marathon, Tell It to the Judge, starring Robert Cummings and Rosalind Russell, with Clem Bevins, Griff Barnett, and Gerald Moore.
Special for today. In Washington this afternoon, the Senate Judiciary Committee will consider the appointment of Marcia Meredith to a federal judgeship. Miss Meredith was recently divorced from the well-known attorney Peter Webb, and it's known that her nomination has split the committee wide open. Senator Caswell, in particular, is leading the opposition, basing his stand on the contention that the office requires special
gentlemen, which I'm proud to call myself, I would like to make my position clear. Miss Meredith, I have no fault with your record as a lawyer. But there are some things connected with you which I can't see in a federal judge. There is one great branch of our great government which has always been unblemished. On or off the bench, the personal life of our judges must be above reproach.
Senator Caswell, may I have the floor?
Always a pleasure to yield to a lady.
I'm surprised you consider me one. Senator, let me ease the strain you're putting on your southern gallantry by coming to the point for you. You are concerned about my recent divorce.
Your recent sensational divorce?
I merely recounted the sordid details. It was my ex-husband who committed them.
Ha!
I'm not talking to you, Peter Webb.
Well, you're talking about me.
Please, please, please.
Senator Caswell, there's nothing you can tell me about the dignity of the federal bench that I've not learned in my own home, at the knee of that distinguished federal jurist who is here in this committee room today, my beloved grandfather, Judge Mackenzie Meredith, retired. I deeply regret that my ex-husband reached up from the gutter to drag my name into
it. I object!
Overruled!
Judge Meredith, Mr. Webb, you will please stop trying to turn this into a courtroom.
Okay, but let's stop trying to turn her into a judge. Does she look like a judge? Does she dress like a judge? No. Gentlemen, my wife is just a woman.
I am not his wife anymore. Because of his dismal failure to refute the charges of infidelity specified in my divorce.
Now she's slandering me as a lawyer as well as a husband.
Gentlemen, I had to sue for divorce in order to retain my self-respect. That self-respect which one expects in a federal judge.
One also expects a beard. You're going to grow one?
Mr. Webb, I've already warned you, sir. Sergeant
Along. Now, just a minute. Look,
come along,
wait. Hey, this is illegal. I'm constitutional. I'm a citizen. For God's sake, taxes. This is a public area. I don't have a right to be heard.
Gentlemen, my ex-husband's rowdy conduct before this committee makes my point for me. My divorce from that man should not be held against me. On the contrary, were I still Mrs. Webb, I would not have the right to ask you, as I do now, to approve the appointment for which the president has nominated me. Thank you.
Gentlemen, if there are no further questions, we'll adjourn.
By golly, Marcia, you wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you, Gramp.
At last, a Meredith is on his way, her way. And you sure fixed wet.
Well, I'd have liked to have gone one step further, but I don't think the committee would approve of murder.
Well, now you can run down to Florida for a little vacation and keep that Pete Webb out of your hair. Oh,
that trip will be a pleasure on both counts, darling.
By the way, I brought you a little good luck present. Here, take a look.
Why, Gramp, a gavel.
Used that on the bench for 40 years. Meant to give it to you before.
Well, why didn't you? I could have used it during my marriage.
Yes?
Mr. Webb, I've been trying to reach Miss Meredith. Her hotel says she's left for Palm Beach.
Palm Beach?
If you want me to, I can call
her. No, that's all right. Just forget it.
Hey, Pete, my boy.
Oh, hello, Ellery.
I've been waiting for you to get back from Washington. Pete, my boy, the case of the state versus Ellerby is in the bag.
For Ellerby or the state?
Well, for Ellerby. Our star witness has been found.
What?
That's right, my boy. My investigators have caught up with Ginger Simmons.
Oh, don't mention that name.
Well, you want to talk to her, don't you?
I did talk to her. I talked to her all night on that yacht of yours. That was enough for me. It was too much for my wife.
Yeah, but I tell you, Ginger's changed her mind. Now she's willing to talk business. Now, my idea
sorry, old man. It'll have to wait. I've got some personal
business. Wait, my eye. I'm going down to Florida and make a deal with her.
Florida? You mean Ginger's in Florida?
Yeah, stranded in Palm Beach.
Well, now, let's look at this thing, Ellerby. You're out on bail. You can't leave the state.
Yeah.
Besides, there's so many bars in Florida, and you know how allergic you are. Still, someone ought to go down there and, all right.
All right what?
You win. I'll go.
My, the elevator service in some of these hotels is terrible. About as slow as a Senate committee.
May I ring for you, miss?
What? Oh, thanks.
Frightful service.
Hmm? Yes. Hmm.
One grows accustomed to it. Or, are you a new arrival?
Quite.
Well, you have a real treat in store for you. Florida's charming.
Quite.
In fact, I make rather a hobby of showing newcomers some of its hidden charms. Do you happen to be down here alone?
Not quite.
Oh?
I'm here with my children, 6.
Oh. They're quite a family.
Quite. Strange. That elevator went right by our floor. I thought you rang.
Oh, I did. Maybe I better do it again. It might
No, thanks. This time I'll ring myself. And I do mean ring.
Well, it was very nice to have met you, madame, even so fleetingly. If I can ever be of service...
I don't think so.
Hey, Marcia!
I do think so.
Huh?
Quick, make conversation.
Conversation? Out of nothing?
Well, you did all right upstairs.
Hey, Marcia, wait!
Listen, I want to avoid that man. Say something, anything, A, B, C, D, F, G.
A, B, C, D, F, G.
Oh, that is amusing. Walk me outside. A, B, C, D, F, G. I just can't get over it. Do tell me more.
Well, all I can add is H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Oh, no, not really. Oh, please stop. I can't stand another word. N, O, P. You are the one.
Well, here we are outside. What's my next move?
You disappear.
Hey, Marcia, now wait.
Let's go, darling. What are we waiting here for?
Not a thing. Oh, taxi.
Yes, sir. Where to?
The Colonnade Club, I hope.
It's very nice, of course, but really, Mr. Darvac...
Oh, I thought we agreed the name is Alex.
Alex, really, Alex, you shouldn't have brought me here.
Why not?
Well, the gambling. I explained to you about the Senate, my appointment.
Oh, they're very discreet here. It's quite all right.
Well, I'm afraid Senator Caswell wouldn't think so.
Senator Caswell? You needn't worry about him.
Oh, you know him?
Well, let's just say he owes me a favor.
Oh. Hey,
excuse me, Mr. Darvac.
Oh, yeah?
The boss was wondering, could he talk to you for a moment? He's in his office.
I'll be right there.
Yes.
Oh, Marcia, I hate to leave you, even for a moment.
Now, go right ahead. I'll be leaving here.
But, my dear, I thought...
Marcia!
Oh, hurry back, darling, Alex. Hurry!
You know, I can't always follow you around the turns, but I'll be back.
It won't be a minute.
Oh, if there was only some way to get out of here,
Good evening. Good evening, Judge. Investigating vice conditions?
I can't say your face is familiar, Mr. Webb, but your jokes are.
Oh, you're losing your sense of humor, and you're lucky if that's all you lose here. This place is notorious.
Then why don't you leave?
Look, if you haven't got the good... You need a good lawyer. Come on.
Well, let go of me.
Okay, you're on your own.
No, Pete, wait. Wait for me. Wait. Pete. What is this? Where are we?
It's a getaway tunnel. Must be from the old rum-running days.
Oh, so dark down here.
Yeah. You got a match with you?
Sorry. Since our divorce, I got used to having gentlemen light my cigarettes.
You wouldn't have a gentleman with you?
No, just you. Ouch! Oh, what? The least you can do is give me your hand. You want me to break my neck?
Shall I be frank?
Never mind. Wait till I get out of this place and then I'll... Ouch!
Timber! You gotta watch those low beams, dear.
Now he tells me. Why did I ever come to this place
in the fool place? Step in where... Hey!
Pete! Where are you, you fool?
Just one step ahead of you, dear. Come on.
Oh, all right. Oh!
Did you ever thought of joining an aquacade?
Where are we?
This is the ocean. We're out.
Oh, funny. I feel very definitely in. Oh, look at me. I'm a wreck.
You never looked like that when we were married.
You should know how I felt. Now, that ladder must lead up to the pier. Once I climb up that, believe me,
No, listen. You can't go up that ladder. The whole area will be swarming with cops.
But I'm freezing.
Well, wait a minute. There's a rowboat tied up that piling there. We could hide out until the cops go away.
Hide out? Where? Yeah.
That lighthouse.
What?
Over there on that little island. They must be used to wrecks.
Oh, and to think I used to argue against capital punishment.
Well, of course, if you'd rather stay here and dunk.
I'd like to dunk you in boiling oil.
To the lighthouse, madam.
Okay. The lighthouse.
Fine, honey. That's a nice stroke you've got there. You ever think of trying to make the Yale crew?
You.
Yeah, hold it now. We're getting close to the rocks. Steady now. Yeah, I'll jump up and tie up the boat. Yeah. Okay, you can come ashore.
Oh, that old lighthouse doesn't look very friendly. I wonder if we should...
Oh, really gee, oh, golly.
What? Pete, the boat!
Yeah, I'm sorry. It just sort of slipped away.
Well, bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back? Here, boat.
Swim after it.
What, and get tangled up with an octopus?
I should be so lucky. Oh, never mind. Come on, we'll see if anybody's home.
Yeah?
Oh, good evening, sir. Good evening. We just...
Yeah, you didn't see the sign? It says keep off.
Yeah, but it didn't say this means you.
Oh, yes, it does.
Oh, me too?
Lady... This ain't no motel.
What?
It ain't even an active lighthouse no more.
But it is government property. And we're shipwrecked. And according to marine law, firmly established in 1810, in the case of Boyd versus Austin, you are required to render aid and succor to... Come along, Pete, we're going in.
Hey, what was that case you cited?
Make up one of your own.
A dog.
That's a shrewd observation.
No need to worry. Sailor won't hurt you.
Oh, that's his name. Sailor.
Yes.
Sailor.
And that old dog's plumb as scared of his own shadow.
Really? How's he feel about people?
Sad. All right now. Follow me. And be careful you don't slip on these iron steps.
Well, I don't know how we can thank you, Mr.
Your name's Rugel.
Oh, how do you... Our name is Webb.
Mine is Meredith. Miss Meredith.
Huh?
Well, we used to be married, you see.
Well, I'll run up the boat flag first thing in the morning. Someone will pick you up.
Oh.
Now, this here is the sitting room.
Why, it's lovely. And there's a parlor organ.
That there is a harmonium.
Really? It's a charming room, Mr. Bugle.
The name's Rugel. Rhymes with Bugle.
Yeah, well, if you'll just blow now, I... Sorry, just strike it off the record.
Here's some dry things for you, ma'am. You can sleep up here. And young fella, you sleep downstairs with Sailor.
What? Are you out of your mind? If you think I'm
going to... Now, you look here. The reputation of this here lighthouse ain't had a breath of scandal in 48 years. And I aim to keep it that way.
I aim to keep it that way, too.
But it's cold down there on that cement floor. And besides, Mr. Bugle...
Rugal!
Excuse me. Rugal. Besides, this is government property. And in the case of... In the case of...
The disposition of quarters is up to the lighthouse keeper. Downstairs you go.
Okay. There'll be a letter in the papers about this.
Oh, Mr. Webb.
What?
Just remember, this ain't no motel.
Marcia. What do you want?
Baby, it's cold down there.
Good.
Look, can't I come up? That cement floor shouldn't happen to a dog.
You know the rules of the house. Don't you dare come past the head of those steps.
I won't come near you. I just want to talk. Oh, I've been wanting to talk to you for weeks, but there's always been your grandfather.
I only wish that blonde had been your grandmother.
Now, listen, you convicted me on circumstantial evidence. That night on the yacht, I was only talking to Ginger, trying to get her to testify. I tell you, it was all in the line of duty. After all, I am a criminal lawyer.
That's one word too many.
Marcia, look, if you'd only sat down and discussed with me...
How could I? You were never around.
Well, I would have been if you weren't up to your ears in political rallies and banquets and consultations.
Oh, same old words.
Yeah, same old music, too. Oh, Marcia, look, really, that divorce was such a mistake.
Then we're even. So is the marriage.
Oh, darling, there's never been anyone else. You're the only woman I've ever loved. Marcia, please, I want you back. I need you.
You're just cold. Good night.
Morning, mister. Did you sleep well?
You're kidding, of course.
I wouldn't get you up, but this here is the storeroom. I've got to get the boat flag out. This here locker.
Boat flag? Oh, say, that'll bring some boats over here to pick us up on it.
Well, as soon as someone sees it.
You don't have to hurry this on my account.
Yeah, but I do on mine. I'm not going to be a party to...
Hold it. You're on the wrong track, Mr. Rugal. The lady and I really were married, and I'm sure if we could just stay here a little longer, we could... Say, Mr. Rugal, you wouldn't have a flag that'll keep boats away, would you?
Well, just his quarantine flag. This'll keep him... No, sir. I'm running up the boat flag. I told you before, this ain't no motel.
Yeah. Oh, look, give me a break, would you, Mr. Rugal? All I need is a little time so I can talk to her, make her understand how much I love her. Oh, please, Mr. Rugal.
Well, sort of looks like a rain squall coming up. Shame to get this boat flag all wet.
Oh, Mr. Rugal, you're a doll.
And about this quarantine flag.
Yes, sir.
You understand I wouldn't want to see you touch it.
Don't worry, you won't.
That's a funny thing. Not a single boat come by all day.
Yeah. It must have been the storm, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder where Miss Meredith is now.
Well, only one place she could be. Seems to me she's gone up to the lamp room.
Mm-hmm. Seems to me you're right.
Now, seems to me, if I was you, young feller, I'd follow her.
Seems to me I'm on the way. Pretty mood.
Uh-huh.
Well, you agreed. That's the first thing we've agreed about in years.
It's the first agreeable thing you've said in years.
You know, we ought to get ourselves an island with a lighthouse on it, maybe. Hmm?
And live happily ever after. No, I don't think I'm the type for lighthouse keeping, Pete.
It's worth a try, isn't it?
Uh-uh.
Our love's dead, hmm?
Burned out.
Just ashes.
Just ashes.
Marcia, darling.
Pete. Oh, Pete.
That's how I remember it.
Kiss me. Kiss me again, Pete.
Again and again and again and again. As soon as I pull down this quarantine flag.
Marcia, is that you?
Crap! What are you doing here?
Your maid told me you disappeared.
Oh, Cleo?
I took the first plane. What's the meaning of this?
Oh, can't you tell, sir? Don't we look like newlyweds?
Like newlyweds.
Now, count 10, Gramp, and then say congratulations.
I'll settle for just hello.
Marcia. Marcia, you didn't.
Legally.
But, Marcia, you stood up in Washington and stated with unmistakable clarity that a woman married to this...
Your husband.
...was not fit to hold the job for which you are now awaiting approval.
Well, I guess I did put it a little strongly.
No,
here.
I forgive you.
You forgive her? But what about the Senate committee? No, I can't bear to think
I'm
of it.
I'm sorry, Mac. I love him, and nothing has ever stopped that, not even the Supreme Court.
But to throw away a life's work, your reputation...
Oh, my reputation. Hello? Hello, desk? Oh, I just want to warn you that if you see a man prowling around my room, it's not a man. I mean, it's my husband. We were just married.
Marcia!
And I
are you insane?
What?
Hasn't it even occurred to you that if you can keep this thing quiet for another few weeks, you may still get your appointment?
Oh, well, I hadn't thought... Pete?
What? Oh, yes, okay by me. But if we're going to live together, wouldn't the Senate prefer us to be married?
You don't live together. That's it.
That's out.
Well, they say marriages are made in heaven. I guess I've been reversed by a higher court. There's nothing left now but to wish you both good luck. Goodness knows you'll need it.
We love you too, Gramp.
Might as well go back to New York, I suppose. I'll go down and get my train reservations. I'm afraid I'll see you before I go.
Pete. Oh, Pete, darling. Alone at last.
Mm-hmm. Happy.
Delirious. You...
Ecstatic. There's nobody I'd rather marry.
It's just a habit. My husband.
My wife.
My nerves. Who in the world can that be now?
Hey, look, you go in and get comfortable. I'll see who it is.
Well, don't be long, darling.
I won't. Yes, what is it? Ginger Simmons.
They told me at the desk I might find you up here.
Well, yes, I'm here. I mean, look, I'm busy. I'll call you the first thing in the morning.
That's what you told me 2 days ago when you first got down here. I got to talk to you. It's about Ellerby.
Oh, he's fine. Sends his your guards.
Yeah, he brought him, personally.
What? You mean he jumped bail?
Well, he got worried not hearing from you and flew down. He's downstairs in the bar right now, shooting his mouth off. You know how he gets when he drinks.
Oh, just my luck at a time like this. Look, you wait here. I'll be right with you. Marcia, darling, I've got to leave you.
What?
Oh, just 10 minutes. Honest, it's an emergency, a client.
What kind?
A man, George Ellerby, matter of life and death.
What?
Oh, come on, honey. This time, let's start out by giving a little.
All right. I give you 10 minutes.
10 minutes, right.
Here he is, folks. Pete Webb, fella I've been telling you about. He's going to help me put the finger on a lot of big shots who cheated a lot of little shots. Yes, sir, the best attorney.
Old Mr. Loudmouth still sounding off.
Oh,
yeah, and now he's got that other guy with him. Won't be long now. The last drink he had. I give him the full treatment. Yeah, I've been waiting for him to... Hey, what's the matter?
He's got the wrong glass. He must have switched. What do we do now?
Oh, nothing. They're leaving anyway. Let him go.
Now listen, Ellerby, remember, you've got to get on that plane to New York.
No, sir, not unless Ginger comes along.
You know I can't show around New York.
Well, I'm not taking any chances. Can't afford to lose you again. Pete?
Okay, she'll go along.
Oh, but Mr. Webb...
Look, it's just as easy to get lost in New York as it is in Florida.
Okay, if you say so.
I say so. A cab?
Yes, sir, right here, sir.
Now, Ginger, remember, keep him away from the bottle, and if you can't handle him, contact me no matter where I am.
I certainly will.
Where to, sir?
What? Oh, yeah, the airport. We want to...
What's the matter, boy?
I'm dizzy. I must have drunk that drink too fast, a little dizzy.
Well, old old George Ellaby knows how to handle a lush. In you go now, in the cab.
Oh,
easy
thanks,
now,
thanks.
Boy.
Hey, wait a minute, wait.
Yeah?
I'm putting you in the cab. Now go on in. Now get in, Ginger.
Okay, close the door.
Driver, airport, take him away.
Right, sir.
Now, I gotta get back. I gotta...
Pete.
Huh?
Pete Webb.
What?
I thought I saw you coming out with that blonde. What's your excuse this time?
I got to get back to my little wife.
Shh.
You know, Mac, I got to get back, Mac. Marcia. Marcia'll be...
Steady, boy, steady. Pete. He's out. Out cold. He's out, and I am in. Cab! Hey, cab!
I don't know, son. My list number 6 belongs to Judge Meredith, and he don't look like no judge to me.
He isn't. I'm Judge Meredith.
Oh.
I made this reservation for myself, but then I promised this young man he could have it.
It must have made him awful happy, sir, the way he's been celebrating.
Well, Porter, you know, these farewell parties.
Yes, sir. I sure do, sir.
Just let him sleeve it off. He's getting married in Philadelphia tomorrow night.
Yes, I'll take care of him, Judge. What did you say the gentleman's name was?
His name? Cleahopper. Gladwin T. Cleahopper.
Well, don't you worry none about him. Oh, he needs a little sleep. Mr. Cleahopper, he'd be a different man in the morning.
Yes, he certainly will. He certainly will.
We will return with the second half of Tell It to the Judge, starring Rosalind Russell and Robert Cummings, with Clem Bevins in a few moments. Distinguishing the truth in today's onslaught of propaganda is like trying to separate wheat from chaff in a cyclone. That's why news analysis requires the ability of highly qualified specialists. Years of familiarity with a swirling flow of current affairs, coupled with close study of day-to-day developments, go into the making of a capable commentator. Robert Montgomery combines these attributes with a direct approach to national and international affairs in his punch-packed Thursday night report, Robert Montgomery Speaking. Don't miss it tonight on your ABC station. Now, a brief pause for local station identification. American Broadcasting Company presents Transcribe, the Screen Guild Players, and Act Two of Tell It to the Judge, starring Robert Cummings and Rosalind Russell, with Clem Bevins, Griff Barnett, and Gerald Moore. And now, as the writers of The Purple Word used to put it, comes the dawn. Pete, of course, knows nothing about it. He's speeding northward on the train, still blissfully unconscious in the Pullman berth where Mac has dumped him. Marcia, however, is wide awake. Wide awake and mad and on the telephone.
Hello? Police headquarters? Has there been any accident reported involving a party by the name of Webb? There hasn't? That's too bad.
I tell you, Marcia, as soon as I saw him downstairs with that blonde, I knew he was up to his old tricks again.
His old tricks were childish pranks compared to this one. Mac, when I get my hands on him... Hello? What? Certainly not. I mean, well, yes. Yes, of course.
Who was that?
The press. They're on their way up. I'll give them a story. It'll make Lawyer Webb wish he had a lawyer.
No. Take it easy, Marcia. We don't want this marriage to leak out. Think what you can do to him when you're a federal judge.
Think what I could do to him right now. Him and his lighthouse. Oh, come in.
Congratulations, Miss Meredith. We'd like the lowdown on your marriage.
Marriage?
Come now, Miss Meredith. The desk clerk got it straight from you.
And we got it straight from the desk clerk.
Well,
what's his name, Miss Meredith?
Name?
Name, serial number, identification.
Well, his name is, Rugel. Alonzo K. Rugel.
Rugel?
Rhymes with bugle.
Yeah, well, let's have a look at him.
Huh?
Well, we just want to talk to him.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't let you meet Mr. Rugel.
Yep, impossible.
Why?
Well, because he's,
dead.
Dead?
Dead?
Dead.
You mean to say that
yes, Yes, a few hours after our elopement. You see, Mr. Rugel had been called to the bedside of his ailing father in Panama. And Mr. Rugel's plane crashed in Guatemala.
But there's been no airline crash reported.
Well, you see, Mr. Rugel flew his own plane. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I simply can't talk about it anymore.
Oh, please. You got to give us some details.
Oh, no.
Gentlemen, you have your story. A tragic one. From bridal gown to widow's weeds in one day.
Yeah, that's quite a story, all right.
Tough luck, Mrs. Rugel.
Yeah, sorry. Better luck next time.
Come on, guys.
Marcia, I've heard a good deal of perjury in my day, but nothing even near as slick as that.
Well, never mind the bouquets. They'll never let Alonzo K. Rugel rest in peace. Bramp, now we've just got to get out of here.
That's right. Let's see. How about Kitty Lawson? What? She's up at her lodge in the Adirondacks. And you have a standing invitation, haven't you?
That's perfect. Cleo?
Yes?
Oh, pack my things. We're getting out of here.
Already? Well, I just met a gentleman.
Hurry, Cleo, hurry.
Yes?
Hello?
Hello, Mac. This is Pete.
What do you want, Pete?
Pete, give me that phone.
Hello, listen, I want to talk to my wife.
How dare you refer to me as your wife?
Marcia, listen, this whole thing was an accident.
A fatal one. You died in an airplane crash last night.
No, I didn't. I was on a train, and when I woke up, the porter called me Mr. Kleehoffer. Hey, Marcia, if you call me Kleehoffer, I'm giving myself up.
That's a good idea, but you aren't Kleehoffer.
I knew it.
I'm Mr. Rugel. It rhymes with bugle.
Huh?
At least that's what you'll be in the newspapers. What I think of you isn't fit to print. You're a contemptible, conniving cad.
I am not. Marcia, now wait.
Furthermore, you're a Mac. Mac, give me a word.
No, easy. Control yourself. Let me talk to you.
Here, your witness.
Hello, Pete. I tell you what. You stay away and keep this marriage secret.
Give me that phone. I just thought of a word.
Now get this straight. I'm not staying away. I'm going to live with Mrs. Weber. My name isn't Mr. Weber.
I just told you that. Your name is Rugel. Alonzo K. Rugel. The K stands for Kleehoffer. Goodbye.
Come in.
Oh, Alex.
Hello.
Well, I've missed you. Where have you been?
Jail. Merely to use my influence with the authorities, of course. All those innocent people hustled out of the colonnade and herded off to jail like criminals.
Huh, no such thing as innocent people in jail.
You'll excuse me for disagreeing, sir, but...
Oh, Alex, this is Judge Meredith, my grandfather. Mac, this is Mr. Darvack. He's a close friend of Senator Caswell.
Really? This is a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Oh, Marcia, I heard about your tragedy.
Oh.
Things seem to have happened rather rapidly.
Yes, rather.
Returning to the bosom of your home, I presume?
Yes.
No. Marcia's going up to Kitty Lawton's place, Stardale. That's the Adirondacks. If you're in the neighborhood, look in. Any friend of Senator Caswell is always welcome at Kitty Lawton's. Isn't that right, Marcia?
Oh, very welcome.
Well, then I shall make a point of being in the neighborhood.
Fine. Well, Marcia, we're late. Better go along. Been a real honor, sir.
All mine, I assure you.
Come along, Marcia. One thing, Marcia, I know men. And there's a gentleman of the old school. Yes, sir.
Oh, it was such a terrible shock, Marcia, to all of us.
Thank you. Kitty, are you sure you want me here at the lodge? I don't want to throw a damper on the party.
Oh, darling, if you can't turn to your friends at a moment like this, then they're not your friends.
Say, Kitty, I was wondering if... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Ken. Marcia, you know Ken Craig.
The Washington correspondent?
Yes, I featured your tragedy in my broadcast last night.
Oh, thank you. You're all so kind.
Oh, Marcia, we hope we can help you forget.
Well, I'm going to try awfully hard.
Well, if you like, there'll be no music, dancing, drinking, or loud laughter. And you can have your meals in your room.
Oh, no, please. You see, it isn't a matter of what I want. It's what Alonzo would have wanted. He so loved to be gay.
Oh, he sounds wonderful.
Oh, he was too good to be true. Every girl's dream man. Handsome, rich, gallant,
excuse
and most...
Excuse me. Is this a private wake, or can anyone join?
Pete! The delivery entrance is in the rear, Mr. Webb.
Oh, Kitty, I wouldn't intrude on you, but I happen to have personal business with a client, the widow Rugel.
Client?
Yes, your inheritance. Unless certain matters are cleared up immediately,
it might be best if he stayed.
Oh, all right, but I don't know where I'm going to put him.
No, don't trouble. I'll double up with someone.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, I know. clear out the storeroom.
Always the storeroom. If you'll excuse us, please, I'd like a word with my client.
Oh, of course. Come along, kids.
Oh, Marcia. Marcia, darling.
How did you find out I was here?
Oh, Cleo, but I had to use the third degree. I flew right up to explain.
Some planes crash. I couldn't be that lucky.
Oh, Marcia, believe me, I was a victim of amnesia. I couldn't remember a thing.
Including the fact that you were a married man. You were with Ginger again.
No, I started out with her, but I wound up in a lower berth. Alone.
I know just how you feel.
Oh, listen, Marcia, I know it sounds goofy, but...
Mrs. Ruggle,
Oh, yes, Mr. Craig. Oh, I'm so sorry. There really is nothing new on the case.
Oh, I wasn't poking around for news. Kitty says we need some firewood. Thought you might like to come along.
Well, I could stand some fresh air.
Well, good. I'll go along, too.
Why? You know you prefer the great indoors.
No, you forget I was a Boy Scout. Why, I can start a fire by rubbing two sticks together.
Really? Isn't that difficult?
Yeah, not if one of the sticks is a match.
He just used to slay the Girl Scouts. Come along, Mr. Craig. Oh, there's the paper there on the table, Mr. Webb. You can amuse yourself by reading the obituaries.
Well, might as well read the paper, I guess. What if they carry a little Abner? Sure hate to miss that. Hey, Marcia Meredith, wed and widowed in 24 hours. So they've got it, too, even up here. I wonder what they'd say if I... That's it. Hello. Hello, operator. Hello. Oh, I want to talk to the Stardale News. Yes.
Pete, what in the world are you mixing there?
Oh, a little special something for sweet, lovely Marcia. I call it the Widow's Delight. A little gin, bourbon, Benedictine, Tabasco sauce, and just a dash of duds.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Lawton. The Stardale News is on the phone for Miss Meredith.
The newspaper? Well, how did they know I was here?
Yeah, well, come along, my dear. I better go with you. Ah, there's the phone. You take it.
Hello? Yes? This is Miss Meredith. What?
Pete, they've been checking. They found out there hasn't been a plane crash. What'll I say?
Oh, you always think of something.
Well, I can't.
All right, I'll take it. Hello? Yeah, this is Miss Meredith's personal representative. Yes, yes. Well, no, the whole thing was a gag, just a gag. Yeah, what's that? If Mr. Ruggle isn't dead, where is he now? Why, he's, Marcia, where is he now?
Well, you dug him up, you tell me.
Hello, what? Yeah, why, of course he's joining her. Yeah, he's flying up here for a delayed honeymoon.
What?
Sure, she'll be glad to talk to your reporter anytime at all. Ha, don't mention it. Goodbye, old man.
Sneaking hypocritical
thing. Now, that's pretty. Thanks for dragging you off the spot.
But they'll hound me now till I produce a husband. And where in the world will I find one up here?
Honey, you've got one. Remember me?
How could I forget?
Oh, Marcia, let's tell them the truth and pick up our honeymoon where we left off.
There must be an easier way, like slitting my throat.
Oh, Marcia, darling, is everything all right?
Well...
All right, it's super. Marcia's husband is alive.
What?
Yes, sir. At this very moment, he's rocketing through space to join her here.
Oh, Marcia, how wonderful.
That's incredible. Did you hear that, Cam?
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. He'll be my feature inside story on next Sunday's broadcast.
This calls for a toast. Cam, give me your glass.
Huh?
Yes, to the Ruggles, my friends, to the bride and groom, drink up. Hey, Ken, what was in that glass?
The drink you just mixed. Happy landings, Pete.
Well, I had to watch my chance to call you, Mac. Pete's gone into town and the others are skiing. Well, if I knew where to find a husband named Ruggle, I wouldn't be calling you, would I? Honestly, I'm going out of my mind. Unless I can dig up a husband that I find... Wait, someone just drove up in a sleigh. Gramp! He's here! It's Mr. Ruggle! I'll call you later. Bye! Darling! Darling!
Hello! I took your invitation literally, my dear.
Oh, you were in the neighborhood?
Only about 300 miles away. Well, I thought that I just...
Excuse me. You belong to her?
Yes, he does. Why?
Well, you see, I'm from the Stardale News.
A reporter?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, nonsense. He drove me up here in that sleigh.
Yeah, do a little hack work, too.
I'll bet.
Now, Mr. Rugel, I'd like to
You're talking to me.
Darling, you needn't say a thing. Alfie phoned and told me all about it.
Huh?
Oh, I've so much to say to you. This gentleman will just have to wait for his silly old story.
Yes, but Mrs. Rugel,
My husband's health comes first. He's already died once. I mean, he's really very frail. Good day.
Now, look, I don't wish to appear nosy,
Alex,
but
it's all terribly involved, but you've got to be my husband for a few days.
The dead one?
Well, that's all changed. you see, he just looked dead. Anyway, now he's alive.
Well, suppose he shows up?
Well, he can't, can he? You're him. Him. I know, it doesn't make sense, does it?
Oh, of course it does. I run into situations like this all the time.
Oh, well, then you will be my husband, won't you? Please.
Frankly, I was never man enough to resist a woman like you. I should be charmed to make you Mrs. Darvac.
Oh, but you're not making me Mrs. Darvac. I'm making you Mr. Rugel.
Rugel?
It rhymes with bugle. Would you like a drink?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Pete, where have you been?
Oh, into the village. Had to have a little talk with those newspaper people. Wanted to be sure that they get the right slab about everything.
Oh, Pete, isn't it wonderful about Marsha's husband?
Oh, marvelous, marvelous. Has he arrived yet?
About 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, I guess you must. What did you say?
I said he arrived about 20 minutes ago.
Who arrived about 20 minutes ago?
Marsha's husband, Alonzo K. Rugel.
I must be going nuts. Kitty, look, you mean she's actually got a husband named Rugel here?
One of the most charming men I've ever met.
Well, where is he?
Up in Marsha's room.
Marsha's room? Here, take these papers. My hat, my coat.
Oh,
I've got to.
Now, Pete, you can't. I'm sure they'd rather be alone.
That's what I'm afraid of. Marsha.
Pete, darling, I'm so glad you dropped in.
Hello.
Oh, him again. What's he doing here?
Oh, he's my husband.
Huh?
Alex, this is my husband.
Huh?
Now, look here, Marsha.
It's very simple, darling. Alex, or rather Alonzo, he knows the whole story. And he's consented to be Mr. Rugel until after I get that federal appointment.
You mean to say that you what's he doing in my robe?
Oh, some of Mr. Darvac's luggage was lost in transit. And you being the same size, I'm sure you don't mind his borrowing a few things.
Oh, no, not at all. If anything doesn't fit, old man, we'll have it altered.
Well, I'd have my man fly some clothes up immediately, but he's gone off for the weekend.
Oh, forget it, forget it. I'm just sorry I only brought the one robe. It isn't your best color.
Oh. Mr. Darvac, he looks awfully good in every color. As a matter of fact,
look,
I
let's cut out the double talk.
What?
I'm not going to let him strut around here as your husband. I'm going to expose this whole business.
All right, Pete. You go ahead and expose it. Go ahead. Put a nice big dent in my career. You'll come out just dandy, won't you? Peter B. Webb, famous lawyer, strays off with a blonde on wedding night. You'll be sorry if you ever... Pete, what are you staring at?
My new silk pajamas there. Good, good. For a minute, I thought you took my old one. Yeah, the storeroom. I have to stay in the storeroom. Yeah, I know. It's a dog's life, all right. I think I'll just go up there and... Huh? What's that?
Mr. Webb, hurry. Open the window.
Ginger Simmons.
Thanks. This is the only break I've had.
Ginger, what are you doing here?
You said to contact you if Ellaby got out of line. Well, he got out of line.
Well, couldn't you just phone?
Look, you see these black and blue marks on my arm? I got those from a couple of hoods who tried to drag me into a cab. I've been trying to tell you my life isn't safe. I know too much. Now, either you hide me out or I'm bowing out. Ellaby can get himself another witness.
Now, just take it easy. No use getting sore. I'll find a nice place for you first thing in the morning.
What am I supposed to do tonight? Build myself an igloo? I'm cold.
Yeah, well, let's see.
Pete, are you there?
Oh, brother, that's all I need.
Who's that?
Yeah, here, hide in that closet, quick. Now, don't make a sound.
Pete, it's me. It's Marsha.
Just a minute, darling.
Pete, I've got to talk to you. I'm in a spot.
You're in a spot.
Kitty's just had a brainstorm. She insists we ought to be alone on our honeymoon. She's arranged for us to use the Morrison cottage.
Oh, say, that's all right. We'll pack all of our things.
Not you and I. Alex and I.
Huh?
Oh, Wolf, please be quiet.
Yeah, be quiet, Wolf.
Pete, if you have a spark of love left for me in your heart...
A spark? Oh, I've got a whole bonfire. Look, doesn't my being up here, my pursuing you so insanely, doesn't that mean anything to you?
Oh, I suppose it should, but I...
You're my girl, Marcia.
Am I?
There never will be anyone else.
Oh, Pete, I...
Oh, quiet, Wolf. I've kissed her before.
No. It's that door. What's in that closet, Pete?
Is it the closet? The closet? Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, let's just open the door and let him see for himself.
Oh, no.
Look, Wolf, there's nothing in here. Nothing to make you howl like a man.
Miss Meredith, I can explain all this.
Don't try.
Now, Marcia, don't go off half-cocked again. I told you Miss Simmons is only a material witness.
Well, she's totally immaterial now.
Oh, Marcia, darling, the sleigh is ready. You coming, dear?
I certainly am.
My hat. Where's my hat? My coat.
Where are you going?
My wife's running off with that second-hand Rugel.
Who's Rugel?
Her husband.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, look, stick around. I'll see you later.
Well, here we are.
Thank you, Alex. You can leave my bag right here.
Oh, of course. Oh, charming place, isn't it?
The Stardale Inn is charming, too, and it's only a mile or so down the road. I'm sure you'll be very comfortable there.
Well, if you insist. Good night.
Good night. Well, that's that. Still, you never know. I'd better get that gavel out of my bag. Here it is. Oh, and my sleeping pills. I'll certainly need one of these tonight. Knock myself out and get a good... Oh, what's that?
Come on, open up!
Oh, it's Pete.
Open up!
Pete, you frightened me half to death. For a minute, I thought it was...
All right, where is he?
Alex, he's just... How dare you come here?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
After all, this is my honeymoon.
But you're my wife. Come on, Darvac. Come out here, you swine.
Don't you do it, Alex. Stay right where you are.
Marsh. You mean... You're going to let him stay in there with you?
He won't be with me. I'm using the guest room in the right wing.
Well, I'm not leaving this room until he gets out of this house.
Well, do as you please. Good night.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, let go of me.
You're going to stay right here with me. I'm not taking any chances.
Oh, well, if you're going to get ugly about it.
I certainly am. I'm going to be so ugly that... So ugly that... Ah!
You're catching cold. You ought to go to bed.
Yeah, in the storeroom, I suppose. No, thank you. No sleep for me. Once I woke up and found my wife married to a corpse named Rugel.
You're sure you were asleep?
You can call it sleep if you want to. I still insist somebody slipped... Somebody slipped...
You mean someone gave you a sleeping pill? Something like that?
Not something like it. That was the McCoy.
Well, you can do as you please. But when I feel a cold coming on, I always take a few quino pills. Curl up under the covers and...
Well, I'm not curling up under any... any... But I guess I could use a few of those quinos.
Well, I've got them right here in my bag.
Thanks.
Now, how many of those pills do you think you ought to take? Here, one ought to do it now. But I usually take one or two.
Well, if you take two, a big fellow like me ought to take three or four.
Well, it's your cold. Here you are.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. You mind if I play the piano?
Oh, not at all, not at all. You know... Now you remind me of the girl I love. The real Marcia. Sweet, thoughtful. What are you thinking about?
The past.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm getting so sleepy.
Yeah.
It's catching, isn't it? What were you thinking about the past?
Huh? Oh, back when I was a little girl.
I bet you were cute, huh?
I was happy. I used to lie beneath the blossoming apple tree, staring up at the billowing, fluffy white clouds. Every bird, every flower, every insect seemed to be in a deep trance. Not a sound. How's that again? They should have built you in on the Queen Mary. Oh, well, this is sort of catching. I think perhaps I better... Oh, Alex, I didn't hear you.
I didn't mean you to.
Well, what happened?
Nothing unusual. The Stardale Inn is a summer resort. Just happens to be closed in the winter.
Oh.
It also just happens that I forgot something.
Really? What?
The kiss you didn't give me when I left.
Oh, no, Alex, now, you mustn't. I really... Oh, look, Pete is here, right there on the couch.
Oh.
And he's a light sleeper, very light. The slightest noise will wake him up, and... Oh, the decanter!
Slightest noise will wake him up.
Pete. Pete. Pete, wake up. Pete. Pete, you fool.
Now then, my dear.
Alex, so help me, if you take one step nearer me...
Oh, my, all this fuss over a harmless little kiss. Oh, really, Marcia, your resistance isn't flattering. In fact, I object. I... Ooh!
Objection overruled. I had a feeling this gavel would come in handy. Good night, boys.
Oh, Pete, there you are.
Morning, Kitty.
Oh, Pete, you had us all frantic. Where were you all night?
Out. And that's an understatement. Where's my... is Marcia around?
She's in the den with her husband.
Thanks. Good morning.
Morning, old man.
Why, Pete, you look fine. Did the pills work?
You seem to have a way with pills. I leave this one with the trousers on to you, along with your doting grandfather and your precious appointment.
Oh, now, just a moment, fella. You seem to be under a misapprehension.
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
I mean that you won't have to worry about getting me out of your life, not after last night.
Well, just to keep the record straight, I
judge the record from the evidence. It's circumstantial, I'll admit. But you're the one who taught me how much it counts.
Pete, if you think for one minute...
Sorry. Miss Simmons is waiting for me, and I still insist she's just a witness.
I'm glad I got off with just a bump on the head, not a broken heart.
That wasn't his heart. That was his ego.
Where is she? Where is she, I say? Oh, in there? Well, that's fine.
Mac!
I thought that train would never get here. And you, sounding out of your mind on the phone, just saw Pete and that blonde. Marcia, if he's messed you up again,
Mac,
I'll...
you can stop worrying about Pete.
Huh? Oh, well, if he's decided to be reasonable, I suppose I ought to ease my conscience.
Conscience?
I put him on the train that night. First time I ever railroaded a man.
Oh, no!
Well, what's the difference? No harm done.
No harm done? Mr. Darvek's been acting as my husband, and Pete's convinced he's overplayed the part. He's got a right to believe it under the circumstances.
Nonsense. I know my Marcia. And besides, a man like Mr. Darvek, I know a gentleman of the old school.
Judge Meredith, you're a man of rare discernment. But permit me to point out that the old school you know so well happens to be the old Mayberry Reform School from which I graduated to the federal penitentiary.
Alex!
Au revoir, my dear.
Marcia, I talked to Senator Caswell today.
Did you?
He says the appointment is in the bag.
That's nice.
And I know I promised to stay out of your affairs, but I also had a little talk with Pete.
Did you?
I explained everything to him. I think he understands.
Oh, that's nice.
He said that deep in his heart he knew he was wrong about you and Alex, and he'd try and patch it up with you, but...
But what, Walt?
I think I'd better say it myself.
Pete!
I'm making only one condition. I want to wear the beard in this family.
Oh, Pete.
Well?
If you'll put your arms around me, I don't care if you never shave.
And that's the final gavel on Tell It to the Judge, Columbia Pictures' zany comedy, played for you tonight by Rosalind Russell and Robert Cummings. And, well, apparently court is still in session because here are our two stars back at the microphone.
Thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun doing our picture for you, and a privilege, too. As you probably know, this radio program supports the greatest cause in our industry, the Motion Picture Relief Fund, and its country house and hospital. And all of us in Hollywood are proud to share in that work. Bob, I'm sure you agree with me.
Well, it's taken us an hour to get together. Why should I start an argument now?
No argument. We're both going to stand by and listen to Orville Anderson tell us about next week's show.
Next week's Screen Guild show promises to be one of the dramatic highlights of the radio season. It's Universal International's gripping story, The Dark Mirror, a murder mystery filled with terror and suspense. And here's real news. It will be played by a truly distinguished cast. Betty Davis giving a really remarkable performance in the dual role of twin sisters, Dana Andrews as the young scientist, and Thomas Gomez as the police lieutenant. How's that?
That's enough for me. I'll be listening, Bob.
So will I, Roz. Good night, everybody.
Directed and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Lawrence. The adaptation was by Harry Cronin. Music was under the direction of Basil Atlin. Tell It to the Judge was presented through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures, producers of Harriet Craig, starring Joan Crawford and Wendell Corcoran. Rosalind Russell can soon be seen starring in Embrace the Night. Robert Cummings is now co-starring with Joan Caulfield in the Columbia Technicolor picture, The Pedicure. And don't forget, next week, Universal International's great hit, The Dark Mirror. One of the most exciting pictures in years, starring Betty Davis, Dana Andrews, and Thomas Gomez. Be sure to listen.
This is Robert Cummings inviting you to stay tuned for the original Amateur Hour with Ted Mack, the man who gives so many youngsters their start to stardom. It will follow immediately over many of these same stations.
This is Orville Anderson saying good night.